It's Tuesday, the 29th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Five armed robbers targeted the National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia filling station in Soweto, Katutura, on Monday morning, stealing about 100,000 Namibia dollars. Police managed to arrest one of the suspects at the scene while the others fled in a getaway car. NAMCO's Manager of Marketing, Communication and Public Relations, Paolo Quello, has an update.
The Soweto service station operates under a DODO model, which is a dealer-owned, dealer-operated site, whereby the site is independently owned and managed by the dealer. NAMCO is the sole supplier of fuel and branding services to that respective site. We express our sympathy and support to the dealer affected by this unfortunate event, and the relevant authorities have been notified and are conducting a full investigation. The money has been recovered and some of the suspects are in custody.
The Deputy Minister of Sport, Dino Bellotti, has called on the public to assist with information that could help police investigations into the recent killings in Okahandja. Bellotti urged residents to speak up, saying somebody from Okahandja knows something, so speak up. He also extended condolences to the bereaved families.
To the families, we mourn with you. You're in our thoughts. As a ministry, we're here in solidarity, and we give you our prayers, and we ask that the Lord can comfort you.
Meanwhile, learners in Okahandja joined a protest demanding justice for 5-year-old Ingrid Marsdorp, 6-year-old Rosalind Ndinelao Fabian, and 15-year-old Beyonce Karuhas, chanting, "We want justice," and calling for swift action from authorities. Future Media's Josiah Shiweda reports.
The Future Media team is currently in Okahandja. We have seen over 100 children wearing school uniforms, residents of Okahandja as well, with posters. Some of the posters are written, "Stop the killings." We have also seen the Deputy Minister of Sports, that is Dino Bellotti, where he's saying there must be somebody that knows something, there must be somebody that have seen something. Well, he's just pleading with the members of the public to say that if anybody have seen or heard something, must come forth and say something.
Sebastian Uister, the man behind the Twitter account Boer at Twitterbas, has been identified as the person spreading misinformation about South Africa that includes farm killings and land seizures. A News 24 investigation revealed Uister's close connections with Elon Musk, with nearly 300 interactions between them since June of 2024. His account has shown strong ideological ties to conservative views that connect SA conservatives with the MAGA movement in the US. And Canada's Liberal Party, led by Prime Minister Mark Carney, has won the country's federal election. The Liberals were projected to win more of Parliament's 343 seats than the Conservative Party. However, it's too close to call whether he will secure a majority or will have to rely on the other parties to govern. Here's Carney's victory speech.
President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen. And my message to every Canadian is this: no matter where you live, no matter what language you speak, no matter how you voted, I will always do my best to represent everyone.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.